But first, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says criminal charges are likely part of an ongoing investigation into misspent funds in Afghanistan. As Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu reports, auditors have identified at least $50 million in potential fraud so far.
The case involves a series of contracts totaling nearly $500 million starting in 2010 to help the Iraqi and Afghanistan governments develop their own intelligence gathering capabilities. According to an audit published last year by the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction, one subcontractor did the bulk of the work. But because of poor record keeping, it's almost impossible to tell whether that vendor lived up to the terms of the contract. However, new details from another audit found the vendor, New Century Consulting, charged the government for at least $51 million in questionable costs. That audit, performed by the Defense Contract Audit Agency, reportedly found the costs included high salaries for NCC employees and the purchase of Bentleys, Porsches, and other luxury cars for the company's executives. The DCAA audit has not been publicly released, but some of its findings were released on Thursday in a report by Senator Claire McCaskill, the ranking Democrat on the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. She says the problems could have been prevented with proper oversight.
We wouldn't have the CEO and the COO's wives getting salaries of averaging $190,000 a year with absolutely no evidence of them doing any work. In fact, the subcontractor not only directed the Pentagon towards this contract, they got most of the work under the contract, and that there was involvement in the Pentagon in helping steer this contract to the subcontractor. They figured out a way to find a contracting vehicle that they wouldn't have to compete. And the insulting thing about this is they found a contracting vehicle that was for R&D, asking for hard science.
Defense Secretary James Mattis told a Senate hearing that he couldn't talk in detail about the case.
The SIGAR report that alerted, at least at the secretarial level, was released in 2017. There is the ongoing investigation, and because it may likely result in criminal charges, we can't go into a lot of detail in public because we're not supposed to, but there's not a word you just said that I would take issue with.
It's unclear whether the criminal probe is focused primarily on the contractor's activities or the government's own. The McCaskill report points to numerous potential improprieties on the part of the Army and DOD. For one thing, the initial award to the prime contractor for the so-called Legacy Program was made as part of a research and development broad agency announcement that was supposed to be used for hard science. Instead, it called for training and development of security forces. The report alleges that the Pentagon's Combating Terrorism Technical Support Office used the BAA process because it needed a contract vehicle that would let it direct the work to NCC without conducting a full and open competition. The Army and DOD used the BAA to make an award for the intelligence program to another company, Imperatus, but then directed that company to subcontract most of the work to NCC. The staff investigation also found the award was based on a 2006 sales pitch by NCC and that there was no evidence that the Army or DOD evaluated any competing proposals. Again, Senator McCaskill.
Clearly somebody over there said, hey, we can use this and we can get you the money. These guys have burrowed in. They've burrowed in at the Pentagon. I've seen this before. And you guys know what happens. Somebody builds a relationship, and before you know it, hundreds of millions of dollars are flying around, and frankly, nobody's paying close enough attention. Somebody's head's got to roll on this. And I need a list of people that are going to be held accountable for this happening.
NCC officials did not immediately respond to a request for comment on the allegations in the report. It's possible that the $51 million in unallowable costs DCAA has identified so far is only the tip of the iceberg. That's because the agency has only audited costs the company incurred through the Legacy Program between 2008 and 2013. Because of an ongoing backlog of incurred cost audits at the agency, it still has not examined spending by NCC under a successor contract called Afghanistan Source Operations Management, which ran from 2013 to 2016. But the report also points out it's highly unlikely the government will ever recover even the $51 million figure. That's because under federal acquisition law, the government can only pursue repayment from its prime vendors, in this case, Imperatus. But that company is now insolvent, and according to federal bankruptcy filings, it only has about $900,000 in assets. However, NCC is still active and has done business with DOD as a prime vendor or a subcontractor contractor on other contracts. Officials with the Defense Contract Management Agency told Senate investigators that they're in negotiations with the company to reach a voluntary settlement agreement, but they couldn't say how much of the cost they'll ultimately recover. McCaskill says it's unacceptable that the company's continuing to profit from government contracts. She says irrespective of the criminal investigation, DOD should suspend or debar the company so that it's prevented from being awarded any more.
I am not going to shut up about this until somebody is held accountable for people driving Bentleys. We're losing soldiers. Families are sacrificing. We're worried about their benefits and their pay. And some jerk is driving a Bentley in the UK on taxpayer money. If it doesn't make everybody upset, then something's wrong with them. So let's get busy on this and figure out whose head needs to roll. Because if somebody isn't held accountable for letting this happen, it's going to keep happening.
Senator, 100% with you on this. You'll notice last year when I came up here for confirmation, I talked about business reform. This year, alongside business reform, is accountability. I've learned the lesson since I got there. And that is now right alongside business reform is accountability for every dollar. So we're with you. I wish I'd been here in the job in 2012. Is all I can tell you.
As of Thursday, NCC had not been suspended or debarred, according to the government's electronic system for award management. Army officials say they're waiting for the outcome of the criminal investigation before deciding on that step. Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.